Wait.
Is it on?
I can't tell.
Well, I know the music's on.
Now that there's music, there's no way we can tell if we're actually recording and doing music at the same time.
I think there is. I think
there
is.
How do you tell?
You listen to it after we're done.
No. We got it. We have to turn Frank down.
Oh, we can't do that. Well, what do we get? First, we need to hear what Frank's saying to us.
Well, you brother, can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
I'm just bitching.
You're bitching?
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm righteous.
You're righteous?
Now, wait, which came first, bitching or righteous?
Bitching.
Bitching, that's 1980s, right?
Yes.
Valley Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when would Righteous come along?
When you
think 90s, wasn't it?
90s, yeah. That was more like grunge thing.
Yeah, I think so.
When you think of Valley Girls, what song do you think of the most?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Brenda Carlisle?
No, Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that done in a car?
No.
Was that the Bangles?
That was the Bangles.
What song? Mm-hmm. Walk Like an Egyptian?
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Okay. Yeah. That was.
And
a cool
did
one.
You know that Counting Crows, that they're from their album August and Everything After, there's a song, Mr. Jones?
Uh huh.
That was recorded in a bathroom.
Speaking of bathrooms.
Yes.
Yes.
It
and
sounds
here
like
we
we're
are.
In one.
We are in a bathroom
That's
today.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. We are occupying the first two stalls in a public restroom.
Okay. Tell the truth.
Well, I just want to, I want if people hear doors
Tell
opening and closing.
Tell the truth.
All right, we're in your kitchen.
It's a powder room.
A powder room?
Yeah. If you were to buy this house, it would be a half bath.
Okay, it'd be a half bathroom.
Yeah.
But for some
we're
reason,
squeezed in here.
We both fit comfortably.
We do. Yes.
Yeah. Craig is on the commode.
Yes.
And I'm sitting on top of
the sink. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And we're broadcasting.
Did I tell you I just washed my hands? Your ass is probably wet right now.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, pal. But thank you for cleaning out the inside of the sink.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's nice of you.
Hey, by the way, I want to broach a quick subject.
Okay.
Before we delve into our major subject, as alluded to by the song.
Okay.
Can I say Merry Christmas?
Sure.
Or Happy Holidays?
Sure.
Which one?
Both.
No. You cannot be both.
Well, you can be, because holidays is a big statement. That means that's Thanksgiving, that's Christmas, that's Hanukkah, that's Kwanzaa, that's New Year's Eve. That's all of these holidays all rolled into one. So if you want to be more specific, it's Merry Christmas.
But my friend, if I take offense to one of those holidays.
Well, first you're saying it to me.
Uh-huh.
So obviously if you're saying it, you're probably not taking offense to yourself.
Well. All right.
I'm just letting you know, I'm not taking offense.
Okay, but in general, what do you say when you go to the office or you're running into a group of friends and you don't
I have
know the
perfect thing to say.
What's that?
Good morning.
Yeah, well, that works.
Yeah,
and somebody reaches out to you and they say, Craig, Monsieur Craig, happy birth or happy Christmas. Do you say happy Christmas back?
I've never said happy Christmas in my life.
Well, why can't it be happy Christmas? Why?
Because it's Mary.
What does Mary have to do with Christmas?
It's Mary with an E. Well, first, is the Virgin Mary who has everything to do with Christmas.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then you have Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, which is kind of a happy, but you're like rolling happy and joy and all these things into one word.
Were they related?
Mary and Mary?
Yes.
Well, Mary probably was Mary.
So they were referring to a religious figure.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. No, it's completely different.
Yeah?
Completely different.
So this is a segue, if you see where we're going here.
No, I don't.
Okay.
That's a shocker that I don't know where you're going.
So we started...
Marriage.
But we were talking about marriage earlier today. We've talked to quite a few of our friends, and they shared some of their opinions, and we thought we would share what we've heard collectively from other people.
Yeah, because I'm concerned for people.
Yeah, so am I.
And it's the state of marriage in our society.
Right.
Lots of things surrounding it. What's the purpose?
Yeah.
Why do we do it? How do we sustain it? How's it supposed to work? And how are you supposed to fix it?
Yeah.
All those things.
And we talked to quite a few people, and there were some really interesting feedback that we got. And, you know, just going back to this Mary and this religious kick that you were on just a second ago, the Bible thing. I think that's where marriage stems from, if I'm not correct, right? It's more of a religious agreement between a man and a woman.
Yes, a covenant.
A covenant.
Yes.
And that was the original conception of marriage.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. I think so.
That original conception of marriage was for a man to provide for his wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
While she took care of the home.
Yes. Well, let me ask you, were Adam and Eve married?
No.
You sure?
No. They didn't even wear clothes. They were banging each other in some guy's garden.
Well, if they were naked, they definitely weren't married.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that's a true statement right off the bat.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So the point of marriage is one, it's written from a religious belief that later became a governmental belief.
Right.
Is that correct?
No, I think it was a governmental act to support the religious belief.
Okay. Yeah. That's correct. Right. And religion, as we know it, was started in Western society as a way to control society.
Think it was a Western society thing?
I think so. That's what I remember from college.
I think it's an Eastern society thing.
Oh. Well, what's the difference?
If it's like Middle East, if it's Babylon, if it's Jerusalem.
Yeah, it probably started there.
Yeah, I think so.
But then I think when they got into Italy and Rome and all that kind of stuff, then they really started enforcing religion.
Christopher Columbus, mm-hmm.
right? And didn't he have a song?
I don't know.
Okay, hang on. So once they got into those societies, they started using religion as a way to manage society. Yes.
Do you remember the show called Columbo?
Yes.
That was a fantastic show.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
But what does that have to do with this?
Columbus.
Oh, Columbus.
Yeah. Columbus.
There was a crisscross. There was a
Columbus. Remember Crisscross, that band Crisscross? They had that song, Jump. 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 Remember that song?
Excellent lyrics.
Yes.
Yes.
Jump around.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so going back to the point, because you know my thought process is relatively short, and so if I lose it now,
say it's not so.
Okay, but hang on. Okay. I just want to establish what the point of marriage was in that society, right? It was a way to control society. It was a way to create a union between a man and a woman, and the man was supposed to provide for the wife while she took care of the house.
I don't think its creation was to control society.
No? What do you think it was?
I think it was to support the religious belief in the man and the woman and the way the household works. And I think it used to be common for the wife to stay home, the husband to go to work, and her to take care of the kids, and the guy to come home and turn a blind eye to everything.
I don't think so.
I think it was.
I think it was designed to show ownership of the woman.
You think so?
Yeah, think about it.
I think it would have been a deed.
Well, a deed or a marriage deed, right?
I think it would have been. If it were the purpose were to control a woman, it would have been in a deed form.
Right? So the
ownership.
I think they just reformulated it as marriage, so that man owned that woman.
You think so?
Yeah.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's write that down.
Okay.
Okay. But wait. So this was back, how far back in society? The 1400s, 1300s, 1200s?
Oh, who knows?
This is when this whole thing was developed, right?
Yes.
The woman stayed home.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know how long ago
and
it was.
The man did his business.
Uh-huh.
Today's 2021.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the year is, not today.
Well, yeah, the year.
Yeah.
No, wait. Today is 1215?
1215.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's close to 2021.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But in today's society, that's no longer a practical arrangement, according to everything that we've heard.
Well, according to everything that has become, it's obviously not practical. When you look at divorce rates, when you look at the amount of people who are unhappy in their marriage,
right?
It's obviously become impractical, or we've just taken it so far out of whack that it's not what it was designed to be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's my point, is that it was designed in a time period where society operated in a certain fashion. And today in 2021, society is completely different. I think when marriage was originally designed, women had no rights.
Right, true.
Right? They
true,
did. True. Right. And today we live in an equal society,
mm-hmm.
right? Where it's men and women, we both have equal rights.
Right.
It's a different ball game now, right?
Uh-huh. It is, but oddly enough, who is it that usually wants to get married most?
The man.
It's the women.
Or the man.
I think it's usually the women, that are more concerned about getting married, especially by a certain age, or they feel they're like they're washed up or something.
So wait, that's a good point. Is that societal pressure?
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Societal, it's parental. There's lots of things that go into it, but I think there's a pressure on girls to get married.
Do you think people get married because their parents got married?
No, but I think they get married partly because of pressure of their parents and of society.
Okay, because everybody else is doing it, so they should do it too.
Yeah. And God forbid their sister, their brother, or somebody who's younger gets married before they do.
Oh, yeah. Then they look like there's something wrong with them. So it's a self-esteem vanity issue.
Well, and I think there's a certain part of society, too, that still believes that it's wrong to have children outside of wedlock.
That's a bizarre thought in today's society. Mm-hmm. Right? What does it matter?
To me, it doesn't.
What does a child need? A child needs love, right?
Uh-huh.
And it needs guidance,
yes.
Right? It needs support, right?
Yeah.
And whether those parents have rings on their fingers or not, is that important? Is that does it matter?
I just think in that the theory is they're supposed to be making a statement that we're committed to each other, we're not leaving each other ever, and we're going to be here to raise these children. I think that's what the statement.
See,
is that you're trying to make.
I agree with you, and I think that's where we're going wrong here.
Uh-huh.
Because I think a person's actions speak much louder than any statements.
Sure.
Right? And these people have made these statements and signed off on paperwork, and now they're friggin' miserable human beings. A lot of them.
Yeah, it's true.
And, you know, the bed lies empty, right? There's certainly no spark in there.
Right.
And there's no communication. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, we discussed this earlier, but marriage is a reciprocal action, right?
Right.
So previously, you know, the man went out, he worked, he earned, he paid, she took care of the man. That no longer exists. She goes out, works, he goes out and works. So where's the reciprocal part?
It's they're both working. They're taking care of each other, I guess, is the theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chasing materialistic goals. Yeah.
Well, and just and honestly, in today's society, with everything, with the cost of everything, with what it costs to live, it's almost impossible for them not to work.
So what's the point of marriage as it was originally designed?
I think just to make that statement, I guess, that we're here. Maybe it's supposed to be a stronger commitment.
Uh-huh.
To where whatever struggles we come across, whatever misery we go through, we're going to work through it, and we're going to remain married because we're going to fix it.
But wouldn't you do that anyway if you really loved and cared about the person?
Not necessarily. At the time, you might think it's bad enough that you're just going to bail, and it's easier to bail.
Well, maybe that's the way we're supposed to be as human beings.
Bailers?
Yeah. No, wait. Hang on. When in work, right? You work at a place for a number of years, and eventually it runs its course.
Right.
So what do you do?
You go to the next one.
I've changed jobs. You've changed jobs.
But right? I've changed marriages. You've changed marriages.
Right. But those, there are some similarities in the two there.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I think if somebody really loves somebody, they need to show that commitment through their actions, not through some piece of paper.
Right? I think it's more than a piece of paper. I think it's because you're still making a commitment. You're showing up. You're saying the words. You hire somebody to marry you. You invite all your family. You propose. You confess your love and your devotion and your foreverness to that person through this. So it's a display. It is an action, but it's maybe a frivolous action.
So, with that being said, and I think that's a good on the surface answer.
It is on the surface.
Yeah, but underneath the surface, there are much more underlying issues to that.
Okay.
Because once we become married, it becomes a legal commitment.
Yes.
In the eyes of the government. So the government is the one that is preventing you from leaving. not the marriage contract, not the commitment.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
The government is the one that is telling you not to leave. Because in the eyes of our government, they want us to remain together. Because that's their societal belief based on the fact that religion created the government. The government maintains the views of religion. Mm-hmm. Hence, the laws are written to preserve marriage. Like, you're looking at me funny.
No, I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm not sure that I'm buying into this.
Well, think about it. Mm-hmm. Think about it. If we, if someone was to go and get married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say their vows, mm-hmm. those things, a commitment in front of whomever.
Right.
Right. They sign off on that paper. They confess their love to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Down the road, things go south.
Mm-hmm.
Would they separate without any legal ramifications easier? Or would they separate regardless of the legal ramifications? Because of the fact that when people, and the people that we've spoken with have said this, mm-hmm. when they go to separate from their spouses,
mm-hmm.
there are legal ramifications that make them think twice.
Yes, okay? I agree with that. I think, for, let me say that I believe that what you're saying about religion and marriage, I think it started that way.
Uh-huh.
But I think that the government has come far away from that. That it's their own control.
Mm-hmm.
That it's, I mean, you look at the things in place. Taxes, they're cheaper if you marry somebody.
Uh-huh.
There's certain rule. Insurance is cheaper if you marry somebody.
Right.
You know, there's all these things that go into it that make it more financially affordable, but it's also more of a financial detriment if you get divorced.
Correct.
You're fucked.
Correct.
And it's usually.
Correct.
Usually that's the case, unless you have two people that agree, hey, this is messed up, I'm going to leave with my shit, you leave with your shit, and we're done.
Right.
And that's, I don't think that happens as often as it probably should.
Right.
Because people feel there's a certain entitlement.
Correct.
And our government supports the entitlement. Like our state, it's a community property state.
Uh-huh.
So anything that man owns, anything that woman owns, they both own it.
Right.
Unless it's an inheritance. Inheritance, they don't.
Right.
But other than that, it's all, so when they split, it's divided.
Right.
But then it's, there's a right of the person who's making less than the other one.
Uh-huh.
They have a right to live in the manner which they were accustomed to, which I think that is bullshit.
Correct. So, I agree 100%. All of a sudden,
so they may have not contributed to the marriage at all in any fashion.
But yet they reap the rewards of the person that has done it.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if they, it could be their decision to split, not the person who's put everything into the marriage.
Right.
And even if it, and so they can demand and win money for, like, I know I have a buddy who got married. He got divorced. He was married for 20 years. His wife says, fuck you, I'm going to go cheat on you, and I'm going to file for divorce. And he has to pay her thousands every month for half the term that he was married. So they were married for 20. He has to pay her for 10 years and pay their mortgage, because she lives in the house that they own together.
Because of the law.
Uh-huh. And she never worked. Never.
And Craig, who is the law designed to protect?
We the people.
My ass.
It protects your ass?
No! In a marriage, the law is designed to protect who? The husband or the wife?
It protects whoever.
Traditionally
speaking, the wife.
Okay.
Okay. But I believe now it's,
which is fine. It's changed, though.
It's changed, because sometimes women make more money than men.
Correct. It's become an equal. And when it was designed to protect the wife, right?
Right.
Those were in times when the women did not work.
Right.
We're in a different society now.
Yes.
The law needs to be created equally.
Yes.
And I think that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. That is an issue.
And furthermore, I don't think the law has any business in marriage. You know, you're talking about the financial ramifications. Moving forward in my life, I have no concerns about financial ramifications whatsoever.
Right. Right.
That doesn't concern me whatsoever. But the scary thing is the law is designed to protect the other person, whether innocent or guilty.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with guilt or innocence in the situation. It's just that piece of paper that you confess your love to the other person for.
Uh-huh. Because, like, our state is a no-fault state.
Right.
So I don't care what I do. I can do whatever I want to, and I can still file for divorce, and I can still get everything that's coming to me. It doesn't matter what I do to get there. It doesn't matter.
And in the eyes of the law, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So circling back to the original question, what's the point of marriage? Right. If people change over time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, marriage is a reciprocal relationship. So when we have a conversation, I ask, you respond, right? I cook, you eat, right? It's reciprocal,
right?
Everything.
Right.
Oftentimes, marriages become unreciprocal.
Servitude. Yeah.
Where one person is constantly caring and taking care of the other person. Uh-huh. But according to the law,
it doesn't matter. Yeah,
and that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to me, marriage is the way I believe it was designed, not by the government, but by the government, like where it's created in the Bible, where he talks about marriage, all these things. It was, so the woman is supposed to serve the man.
Uh-huh.
But the man is supposed to serve the woman as Christ loved the church, which means he was willing and did. He died for the
church.
Correct. So that is supposed to be the give and take. It's supposed to be, I give you everything I've got.
That's a reciprocal part.
You give me everything you've got. And in that, instead of us taking care of ourselves, we're taking care of each other. And if you put it together and that really works that way, what a beautiful fucking thing.
Yeah, but that's the
reality. Is it doesn't end up that way.
Yeah.
Because it's some people, and in our society, there are some people who are taught to serve.
Right.
And they're taught to be kind and to help people and those things. And there are there's the other part of society that is filled with expectation, with everybody owes you something.
Correct.
And that's where the problem comes in, of the people who feel like everybody, they deserve more than everybody else. And everybody needs to give to them, including their spouse.
Gimme, 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 gimme.
And that's where it all becomes fucked up.
Yeah. And the whole thing goes south.
Uh-huh.
So the point of, you know, as we talked about a moment ago, the original inception of marriage is no longer applicable to today.
Right.
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 If two people truly love each other and care for each other, support one another, then what's the point of marriage, man? You do it. Your actions display that on a daily basis.
Well, I think there is a point of marriage if you're those people and you decide you want to make that commitment to each other. Fine. Fine. It's cool. Fine. You do what you want to do. I just don't think it's applicable for many people anymore because people don't have that kind of devotion.
Even little things in a relationship, like being fully present.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, cell phones and other things have really overcome our society.
Sure.
For example, in our relationship when we talk, it's an eye-to-eye conversation.
Right.
Right?
We put our shit aside.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I expect that when I'm with other people.
Right.
You know, what's the point of being with another individual that stares at their cell phone? We heard this from one of our friends.
Uh-huh.
You know, they just sit there and the other person is on the cell phone all the time. What's the point?
Right.
Yeah, you might as well be out there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take your Vaseline and go in the bathroom.
Right.
Because there's no sense in hanging out with somebody that's on a cell phone all the time.
Speaking of Vaseline.
Uh-huh.
So in marriage.
Uh-huh.
What is the... What is the... not liability. What is the concern of one spouse to the other regarding sex?
Okay.
So how far do we take that? Let's say one doesn't want it.
Right.
Well, I don't, as far where I'm concerned,
mm-hmm.
if somebody doesn't want it, I don't really want it from them.
Yes, I agree 150%.
Yeah, but people teach otherwise. It's your duty to give them sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want anything out of duty. That just disgusts me.
No. If it's not 100% consensual,
right.
What's the point?
Yeah, but right. I do believe you owe it to your spouse
Right.
To do everything you can and to learn as much as you can in that area to get yourself there.
Yes.
To where you do want it.
Make the effort.
Yeah, you can't just ignore it and hope it goes away. Because it doesn't go, for a man, that shit doesn't go away.
No.
It just doesn't fucking go away.
And I want to sum this subject up
okay.
real super quick.
Okay.
Because in marriage, sex is a part. Or and I don't even want to use the term marriage, but I'm just going to say in a relationship, sex is a part of the relationship. Communication is a part.
Uh-huh.
Time together, caring, all these things are a part.
Uh-huh.
You either use it or you lose it.
Right.
Right? Period.
Yeah.
If there is not consensual romance, foreplay, PDA, sexual activity, then the marriage is going to go away.
Uh-huh.
Period.
It's going to happen. Eventually it will happen.
That's a fact of life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think all those things, those aforementioned things have to happen 24/7, 7 days a week.
No.
I mean, occasionally is nice.
Yes.
Yeah. But, and I, what the f- I think Craig just, I think the boudet just turned on.
What's a boudet?
What is a boudet?
A boudet?
A boudet.
I think it's a bidet.
Where's that song at?
What song? The Love of Marriage one?
Yeah.
You want me to play it?
Yeah. Oh, I love this. Hey, this has been a really super cool podcast.
It has.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I think we got through a lot of good information.
Did we come up with any conclusions?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank y'all for being here.
What's our email address?
It is bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
We'd love to hear some feedback on this topic from everybody.
We'd love to hear from anybody.
Yeah.
We're fucking lonely.
Yes, basically that's why we're doing this.
Just drop a line to say hi. Drop a line to say, hey, we recognize that you exist. We'd be happy with that. Yeah, something.
And eat more German-Filipino food.
Stop with the German. There's no such thing.
As German-Filipino
food?
Yes,
there's no such thing.
It is the tastiest, most loving, caring thing that you could ever imagine in your life.
Yeah. I disagree with you. I disagree. I believe there's no such thing. I believe it's similar to Hawaiian Mexican.
No. And listen to this. I'm going to eat German Filipino food every day for the next 40 years.
Well, you're going to be hungry as a motherfucker because there's no such thing.
Yeah. Never say never. Never say never. But thank you, everybody, for listening. Craig and I.
Thank you. We appreciate you being here. Listen to us ramble.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Enjoy yourself.
Bye. Flush. Bye.